All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, Lord. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all. And Lord, we love you. We praise you. We magnify you. And Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, O God, that you've not left us alone. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives, Lord God, that we can walk in liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your name, Almighty God, because God, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord God, for binding the strong men over this area, over this region, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for toppling the thrones of mind control and depression and oppression and perversion in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I thank you for your mighty warring angels being released to push back and over the top of the thrones of the enemy, Lord God. I thank you for the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit to bring a refreshing to your people. I thank you, Lord God, that you will grant healing, that you will grant deliverance in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. And let the glory of the Lord be revealed. God, release your power. Release your anointing in a great and a mighty way. Lord God, send forth a refreshing to those that need to be refreshed in the name of Yeshua. God, and I pray that you would heal the brokenhearted today. That you would send a word, Lord God, a word of life, a word of healing. And Lord, we come against, we bind the spirit of depression and oppression. We bind that in the name of Yeshua. And we speak life to those individuals that have been spoken. We break the generational curse of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing. And Lord, we bind the spirit. We bind the spirit of premature death. We bind the spirit of suicide. We come against that right now in the name of Yeshua. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing stomach cancer. Thank you for healing stomach cancer being healed right now. Cancer of the esophagus being healed right now. Let those tumors be dissolved in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for doing it. Lord, I thank you for doing it even now. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit just burn it out, burn it out, burn it out in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I thank you for the major financial miracle manifesting in the lives of your people. Lord, those that have been struggling financially, God, bless them. Those that need new homes, new dwelling places, Lord, lead in God and open the doors in Yeshua's mighty name. And Father, I thank you. And Lord, send revival. God, send revival. Father, I pray for every pastor, preacher, prophet, teacher, evangelist, apostle. Lord, I just pray, Lord God, that they will begin to preach the uncompromised gospel of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. I pray, Lord God, that they would, their eyes will be open to see the condition of their people, that their eyes will be open to see the condition of our world that we're living in. And Lord God, may they begin to pray and may they begin to cry out to seek your face, to seek for an anointing, to preach the full counsel of your word, that people would be delivered and set free, that people would walk in liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus, that the enemy would have to be put to the flight because the people of God have entered into a covenant relationship with you to seek your face by day and by night, and that they're walking in a covenant relationship with you. Father God, I ask that you would do it. God, I ask that you would do it. God, I ask that you would do it. Now, Father, let your blessing be upon this preaching and teaching today in the name of Yeshua. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome straight from his word. It's a blessing to be with you as always. I'm truly grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be on the airways with you. We serve a mighty God, and God is good, and his mercy endure forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of Yeshua, Jesus Messiah, is imminent. As you can look and see what is taking place and what is happening on the world scene.
God, we gotta pray, saints. We gotta press our way in, and we gotta pray and ask God to move, ask God to arise from his resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. You can see that Satan is trying to implement his agenda, and the enemy is upset. He's angry because of what happened. You know, with Roe v. Wade being overturned, and then people are starting to wake up and see, God, we need more of you in our lives. God, how did we get to this place to where we're not willing to protect the unborn? And people get angry because we say, nope, killing the babies is wrong. And seeing these people that are angry and upset about it, this shows the condition of people's hearts. A lot of times when God allows certain things to happen, it exposes what is in people's hearts, where their true beliefs are, where they worship. And we're living in a time to where the child sacrifice through abortion and all of the things that have been happening and taking place has truly damaged so many people. And so many people have been caught up and ensnared in their political ideologies and things like that instead of walking and living by the word of God. But we serve a God who rules and reigns in majesty. And saints, we're in this series, The Temptation. And, the Lord had put it on my heart when we started and opened up the year and we started preaching and teaching on this series, exposing how the enemy works. And because many believers truly don't understand that we really are involved in a spiritual warfare. We are involved in a spiritual conflict. There are things that are happening in the spiritual realm that we are not aware of. And so hopefully those that have been listening and following along with this series have gained some spiritual wisdom and understanding on how the enemy attacks. And when the enemy comes, what he does and how he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And when God is spoken, the enemy comes to take away what God has said, and he comes to break your fellowship with God. You need to understand that Adam and Eve, they willfully rebelled against the authority of God in the Garden of Eden. They had it made, saints. And understand, if we can understand what took place in Genesis chapter 3, the fall, the rebellion and disobedience, what it did, it brought and introduced independence and self-sufficiency into the heart of man. And as a result of that, man began thinking and saying and doing things in his own way. And this is continuing. This is still happening today. It actually has gotten worse, because when we walk in independence and stubbornness and rebellion and disobedience, there is a conflict between us and God. And understanding that we are not going to have any peace until we confess and repent of our wicked ways. You see, we have to change sides and become Satan's adversary. Because it tells us real plainly in Genesis chapter 6. It says here, verse 1 says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and they became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And it says in verse number 5, it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You see, we've talked about the issue of mind control, how the enemy likes to get control of the mind of the individuals. We can look and see in the scripture that when Satan came to Eve, he attacked her intellect. And he got her to thinking, because he says, yea, have God said. And what has happened and what we've seen today, people's minds have been corrupted by what has been sown into them from the schools, from the media, their cultural backgrounds. All of those different things have impacted the way that people look and live their lives. And as a result of that, people are walking in rebellion and stubbornness and independence. And when we begin to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, they reject it because it doesn't make sense to them, because they're trying to understand a spiritual truth with a carnal mind. Romans 8 talks about that. And that's part of the problem that we have today. And as a result, he said in the scriptures that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. God says, why? God gets disappointed when his people are not walking in a covenant relationship with him, when they're not walking in the place that he has designed for them to walk in as his covenant people. It says God was grieved when people are walking in rebellion and disobedience, when God sent his son, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, to die for us, that we will be made whole. So many people have rejected the gospel of Christ, and they continue to reject the gospel of Christ because it doesn't make sense to them. They don't want to give up their sin. They don't want to give up their rebellion. They don't want to give up their independence. A lot of people believe, and they've bought into the lie, well, if I'm a Christian, I can't have any fun. You can live an abundant, fruitful life in Christ Jesus, because when your relationship is right with God, God, you can live any type of, well, not going to say any type of life, but you can live a fruitful and enjoyable life. And there are things and activities you can participate in and enjoy, because God is a good God. God is a loving God. God is a merciful God. You don't have to be, you know, praying 20 hours a day and certain dress codes and all of the things that religion has done to complicate the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. We talked about that last week, that there is simplicity in Christ. But man and religion always makes it more difficult to serve Christ, when God only asks that we surrender our heart to the Lordship of Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into that intimate relationship with him, that we come to know him as God the Father. And we begin to recognize and see the Father heart of God. We begin to have a revelation of how much God loved us, that God was willing to offer his very best for you. So when the enemy is coming to you and telling you that you're not worthy, or you're not this and you're not that, you have to reject and renounce that statement, because for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes him should not perish but have everlasting life. Realizing that God loved you so much that he allowed his son to be beaten, to be tortured, to be murdered, to be brutally beaten. His blood was shed for the remissions of sin, that you might live. You see, you got to learn to reject what the enemy is trying to project onto you, that you're a failure, that you will never succeed. You will never have success in life. That is a lie from the pit of hell, because God has ordained you. God has given you a purpose. God has a plan for your life. And as you pursue that relationship with him and begin to walk with him on a daily basis through prayer and praise and worship, you then are being conformed to the image of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, his son, because you are now walking with one with the Father, because Father God loves you. And I tell people, and I tell new believers, study the Gospel of John. And as you begin to study the Gospel of John, you will understand and begin to see the Father heart of God. And those that have never studied it, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as you begin to read and study the Gospel of John, that your heart would be open to hear and to see the Father heart of God, that my Heavenly Father loves me. You see, your earthly fathers may have rejected you, but your Heavenly Father has accepted you in the Beloved, that no matter what you have done, when you renounce your sin and your rebellion and your independence, and you say, God, here am I. God, here am I. And you make yourself available for God. God will begin to pour into you. God will begin to open up his word, and you begin to have spiritual understanding. And then you begin to walk in the purpose and the plan that God has for you as a result of you being in a relationship with him. You see, we don't pursue the purpose. We pursue the one who has designed the purpose for us. We pursue, I think it says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. So as we are seeking God, we are seeking his face. We're seeking his will. And we say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Because even when Yeshua came and died on the cross at Calvary, he was submitted and surrendered to do the will of the Father. You see, we got to get to the place where we say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And God, how can I please you? God, how can I serve you? Lord, how can I make a difference in the body of Christ? How can I make a difference in the workplace? Because, Lord, I want to be a change agent for you, Lord. Lord, I want you to use me to bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, let me be able to pray for that sick person that they be healed. Let me be able to pray for that couple that is going through a separation and getting ready to go through divorce. God, give me words of wisdom to speak to them that that marriage might be salvaged. If they got a diagnosis, some type of sickness, God, give me the ability to be able to go and lay hands in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, and they receive the healing power of God and their lives are changed. Lord, let my character be a reflection of what people see so that even those of other faiths and other religions, they see there's something different about that brother. There's something different about that sister. Why? Because we're walking as he walked. The Bible declares he left an example for us to follow. Because we're to be conformed to his image. And how do we do that? We get into the word of God. We spend time in prayer. We spend time in word. We spend time in praise. You know, a lot of people think worship is only what happens when you come to church on Sunday. And you sing a couple of fast songs and a couple of slow songs and, you know, and that's it. No, worship is a lifestyle. Worship is a lifestyle to where we are yielded and surrendered and submitted to the Lordship of Christ, to where he becomes our all in all. We worship at his altar and not the altar of the world, not the altar of man, but we worship at the altar of Christ. We have a delight to do his will, that when we wake up in the morning, Lord, thank you for a new day. Lord, thank you for the opportunities that you want to present before me today. Lord, let me represent you today, because God, you're good, and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, I thank you that I have a roof over my head. God, I thank you that I have a job. Lord, I thank you that I got a dollar to change for a change. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, that no matter what happens, if my soul is required, I know where my future in eternity is. Why? Because I've yielded and surrendered to the Lordship of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. My life is in his hands. I am pursuing and seeking a relationship with him. I have a burning desire to please him in everything that I say and everything that I do. Yes, we're going to stumble. Yes, we're going to fall. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. Yes, we're going to say some things we're not supposed to say. But God is merciful and God is forgiving. And what God desires to do is to bring us into that place, saints, and for us to learn how to abide in that place, to where we know that we're walking in a covenant relationship with him, that we're not walking in a rebellion and disobedience. And the imagination is the hearts and minds are continually evil and wicked. You see, part of my problem, I'm a little different. If you've been listening to me for a while, you can probably say, yeah, preacher, you're a little different. I'm a little different from the perspective of I've read the book, the Bible. And I continually read the Bible. And I've read the Bible so much to where it has impacted the ability on how I see the things. I actually have a biblical worldview. So when I'm looking at a situation and I'm listening to what's going on the news or I'm hearing all the different stuff, I have a biblical worldview and a biblical understanding of what's taking place, what the times and the seasons are based upon what the scriptures declares and what the word of God has said. My mind is being renewed and is still being renewed. I'm still learning things. God is still opening up things in his scripture after all of these years of reading the Bible. Every time I read the word of God, there's something new in it, even though I might have read this passage of scripture 100 times. Why? Because God wants us to know who he is, and God wants us to know what his plan is. You see, what's so amazing about when you read the word of God, it's alive. And it's fun to read. And I've been working with my son, Joseph, about when you read the scriptures. And I always ask him, what did you see? And I say, a lot of times you might read a passage of scripture and you stop and you look at it and you say, God, that's good. Lord God, could you break that down for me a little bit? You see, when we hear in Genesis, we see in this particular passage, it says, excuse me, it said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. This was a daily process that men and women were walking in.
And when we look at the times that we're living in today, what do you see? Independence, stubbornness, rebellion, idolatry, witchcraft, all of the things that cause God to destroy, it is manifesting in today's time that we're looking at right now, which is the apostasy that we've experiencing in the church and the body of Christ, the falling away, that they will not endure sound doctrine and sound teaching. As you hear me say, a lot of this, what we're being taught is a man-centered gospel instead of a Christ-centered gospel. And the enemy is a master at doing this. You know, me and my son have this conversation. The demons ain't outside. They in the church, in the pews, in the seats. They're in the choir stand. They're in the pulpit. The enemy is doing everything he can to divert us from the pure and pure counsel of God's word. And this is part of the spiritual warfare. This is part of the confrontation and the temptation that is taking place. Do we believe God and his word? Or do we believe what the wisdom of man is preaching and teaching us? You know, Paul even got to the point. He said, you know what? My faith is not in the wisdom of man, but it's in the power of God. Saints, we got to get back to the place that we're looking to God as our Father. We recognize and acknowledge that God is God. We win. We're on the winning team. And God has delegated authority to us to make a difference wherever he has placed us. So when the enemy is coming in and all hell is breaking loose around you, he's given us his authority to use the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. He's given us his Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, to be our advocate, to be our counselor. So therefore, we're not alone. We win. And when we recognize that we win, it's already done. Jesus said when he was on the cross, he says, it is finished. The work of redemption, the power of sin, the ransom was delivered because his blood was shed. He laid down his life that we might live. Many of us are still not walking in the liberty and freedom that we have in Christ Jesus because the devil has bound us up for so long. And many of you are still walking in deception. Many of you, I'm going to tell you this, you might get mad and not listen to me anymore. Many of us people still have a heart of unforgiveness and bitterness towards family members and people who have hurt them, people who have betrayed them, and people who have rejected them. They have a heart of unforgiveness. And that thing will keep you from moving forward in Christ to where God wants you to be. You got to forgive them, folk. Let them, folk, go. Forgive them. And you say, Pastor D, Dr. D, you just don't know how bad they hurt me. You're right, I don't. But I know this, that the man who came and died for you on the cross, he suffered and died for you to live and for you not to be in bondage to unforgiveness and bitterness. You see, God can take away the hurt. He can heal the wounds. And we as believers in the body of Christ, we got to get to the place and recognize I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by his stripes. I am healed emotionally and physically and spiritually. Why? Because when Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, died for me on the cross at Calvary, it was for my whole being to be made whole and to be set free. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves in your blessings financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, Lord, has returned imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua, the Messiah. Saints, pray for God's power to be manifested. Pray for God to send revival, for God to send healing, and for God to send deliverance. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.